This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. Found out some crazy news. Before I give you that, let me give you a way to call and reach me. 844-551-8255. 844-551-8255. Turns out, in a college paper that Barack Obama wrote, he had an idol. I'll give you one guess as to who Barack Obama emulated, who he wanted to be like when he grew up. Did you say Donald Trump? Donald Trump. I mean, here's what's funny. So many black kids knew Donald Trump, wanted to be like Trump. We used to say things like this when I was growing up. We would say things like, if somebody got something new and couldn't afford it, we say, man, who you think you are, Donald Trump? You better take that back. You know, we use Donald Trump as the billionaire of choice because he was the guy we felt like we could get. He inspired many blacks. He inspired 44, folks. President 44. Barack Obama. Barack Obama noticeably forgot to mention that during the campaign that Donald Trump was his idol. American Idol. Donald Trump. We wrote about this. I love this story. I love this story. This is exactly what leftism is about. It emulates who it wants to be, which is us. It emulates success. It wants to be successful, but then pretends, oh, I know. No, Donald Trump, he's mean. I don't like Barack Obama. Barry wanted to be Trump. Next time a leftist says, I don't like Donald Trump. Really? Because Barack Obama does. Barack Obama likes Donald Trump. Wanted to be him in college. Can I be Donald Trump? Please, pretty please, 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 please. You know what's so sad? Barack Obama achieves presidency before Trump. Trump comes in and shows people what a real president looks like. Barry still hasn't figured out how to beat Trump. Now, he's getting the money. Oh, yeah, he's getting that cheddar. So much so that little Barry and the family, they can stay at $15,000 a night luxury villas. This is a story in the UK, the Daily Mail. That's a UK rag. Little Barry, little Barack, stays at a $15,000 a night luxury villa. Probably got it comped.
Everybody, y'all do know I was vice president of the United States, right? I had to pay for this. Yeah, me and Michelle and the girl, Malia and Sasha.
Hey, for all these black folks that thought the election of Obama meant their bills would get paid, here's my word for you, suckers. I think it's hysterical that Barack Obama is rubbing his jockey, his jock strap in your faces. I'm gyrating in my seat right now. He's like, yeah, come here. He takes y'all's heads and he shoves it in his crotch and says, take that. Mm-hmm. The Obama's big thank you. Strong memo to follow. Many blacks and whites who voted for the Obamas will never experience the new norm for what black Kamala now experiences. And that's because the Obamas got paid. Yeah, see, when you get paid, that's regular payday. When you get paid and it's two syllables, that means you are walking in some tall cotton, baby. The Obamas getting paid. Talk about the eagle flying. Man, every day these dudes are making money. $3 million Barack Obama got for his last speech, $400,000 for his first one. Who knows what the next one will be? He's running around talking about global climate change and socialism and how well it worked and how good of a president he was. And y'all need to continue loving me. And they do it. But I'm going to predict a country song coming for Barack Obama. You stop loving me today. Because they're going to let this Negro go. There's going to come a time where they say, hey, no more. Enough is enough. $60 million book deal, $3 million to speak, $400,000 out of jump. I mean, from Jump Street to speak. $400,000. No wonder Barack Obama can stay in a $15,000 a night villa. And let me tell you something, taxpayers, you better start getting mad because he's writing it off. I don't know what he's going to, you know what he's going to say? He's going to say, well, look, reason why I had to say, my per diem, what does my company offer? We got like $150 per diem. That's your food, your hotel, all that. You got $150. So I get $150 per diem. And what do you think happens if I go stay in a $15,000 a night villa? Let me tell you. Number one, it'll never happen. At least not in this lifetime. And if I was going to stay in a $15,000 a night villa, it's because the world has a big disease and there's nobody else around. And I'm just decided I'm going to go out in a $15,000 a night villa. Because there's no way I could afford a $15,000 a night villa. $15,000 a night. There better be a piano with an orchestra. There better be an orchestra in that room. I don't even want music piped in. I want a band. You know what I'm saying? I don't want TV. I want actors. I want a play. I want a stage where Shakespeare, Kevin, Mr. Jackson, what would you like? I'd go, yeah, I saw an old rerun of Law and Order. Get some guys out and redo that for me. We'll be right back, sir. And they have the scripts and they're all reading from the scripts. Are you kidding me? $15,000 a night? What? I don't even know what it looks like. I've been around some rich folks. Don't misunderstand me. There are people that do. Donald Trump to pay $15,000 a night to stay at a villa, probably half of the things that he stays at, that's what it would cost you. His cost might be $1,000. You know, let's say you got a butler and you have a private chef. So let's say you pay the chef $500 a night. You pay the butler chef $1,000, butler $500, and it's a nice room, so you say another $1,000. Maybe $2,500 to $3,000 is what any room in any place is worth at any given time. Unless you can take stuff. If you could take stuff, then maybe it's different. And I'm not talking about towels and robes. I'm talking about gold fixtures. Then maybe it's worth $15,000. Till then, are you out of your mind? Yeah, but I say to all them suckers that arranged for the Obamas to live large, congratulations to you, fools. Lots to talk about, folks, back in just a bit.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road and I know it. the best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Radio show.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. KJRadio.com. You want to call the show? 844-551-8255. If you get through, great. If you don't, leave a message. We'd love to hear from you. So, I've been talking about the change that's been happening politically. It started with Trump, but it was already brewing. Trump brought it to light and ended up being the perfect candidate for us to do what he's doing. And whether you agree 100%, and we don't, I don't agree with everything Trump does, but you have to be at least 80% pleased with Donald Trump if you voted for him or supported him in any way. I believe Donald Trump has won over more naysayers than any other president, perhaps since Reagan. Reagan may have won over naysayers because he just had such a polished way of doing things. But Trump has actually performed better than Reagan, and he's won over a lot of naysayers. And you got to give the guy credit. But even with that, the left goes after him, and we know this is going to happen. We know the left. They're predictable. They're predictable as, April showers, usually. And so they're going after him, and they're we've heard everything from impeach him to all this nonsense. Trump will be the most scrutinized president on the planet for a long time. He'll be scrutinized. And I'm talking about his taxes, the dealings that he's had while serving as president. There will be no president under that kind of scrutiny. And, you know, and good, you know, I'm glad the process is vetted itself out for that. President Trump should get no special dispensation because he's wealthy in that regard. I think he's done all the right things, but he's got all this scrutiny, and the left want him. They want to go after him for sure. Okay? So Maxine Waters wanted to impeach him and do a bunch of other stuff, and I commented at the time, I said, Maxine Waters, remember she did the tax day protest? Yeah. So she did a tax day protest saying we want to see Donald Trump's taxes. Now, his attorneys have come out and said, look, we've got 10 years of taxes where I guess they're getting ready to release once the audit is gone. And they're saying there's no ties to Russia. We're going to prove that. You'll be able to scrutinize his taxes. I think his taxes are going to prove a lot of other things that his set that Rachel Maddow so famously is now made famous. You get what I'm saying. By revealing that he gave away a lot of money, made a lot of money and gave away a lot of money. It didn't take the tax break that he could have taken. So we've got that. Then it was impeach him. For what? His ties to Russia. What ties? Nothing proven. Hillary Clinton's got a mountain of evidence about her ties to Russia and all kinds of stuff. Not a word. Not a peep out of the left. But Trump, he's got ties to Russia. So they're trying that whole thing. Trying to redo the election. He's invalid as a president. All these different things that are going on. And suddenly, out of nowhere, they gave Maxine Waters the bait. They set up a T-ball for her and said, you know, do you want to still impeach Donald Trump and all these other things? And she backed off. And I talked about it at the time. I said, everybody's covering the story that Maxine Waters was no longer calling for the impeachment of Donald Trump. She suddenly backed off. No, she no longer wants the impeachment of Trump. What, did she suddenly go, you know what? Let's all get along. He seems like he's doing okay. He's meeting the minimum standards of a president. None of the above. She still doesn't want to work with him, still hates him, but she backed off of impeachment. And I warned everybody, I go, there's his story. That's what you should be looking at. Why? Why did she do this? This is a woman that hates. She is paid to hate Donald Trump. Paid. There are leftist shills out there. These nefarious white folks. The handlers, the plantation owners of the Negroes that call themselves a Congressional Black Caucus that I call the Congressional Black Circus. They have professional handlers, white folks that own them lock, stock, and barrel. And those white folks have told them, you go out there and you criticize Donald Trump. And Maxine Waters had to report back to her handlers, I can't do that anymore. Why? Because too many of my constituents actually like him. Remember when Ice Cube, the rapper, came out and said, I can't vote for Hillary, I'm voting for Trump. He represents the things that we want to be, that we aspire to be. He wasn't speaking because he had a mouse in his pocket. He was talking about black folks. He was saying, how many people do you know were growing up saying, man, I want to be like Donald Trump? Black kids. Bunches of them. And now you want to demonize the man? Why? What did Donald Trump do for black people? Nothing. He did absolutely nothing. He didn't hurt any blacks. He didn't do any drive-bys. He ain't got no black mulatto babies. Nothing. Neither do his kids. So he had no issue there. And yet, they wanted Ice Cube to hate him. So rapper after rapper came out and said, you ain't getting that out of us. And that was an undercurrent of what was going to happen in the election. Nobody paid attention to it but me. I was like, if you got Ice Cube publicly saying, I'm for the Trumps, I'm for Trump, you know you got an undercurrent of black people that way. Now look at this. Maxine Waters backing off of impeachment. Why? Because I told you, black folks said to her, hey, woman, look, I don't know what you're all about here, but you need to stop demonizing a dude that we actually have respect for. You need to just quit. And she did. Now, she went on to say, he's a vile human being. And you know what they reverted back to? Him grabbing women by the... Yeah, that's what they reverted back to. He's a vile person. He's grabbing women by the... Yeah, because they had nothing. But I warned you, Maxine Waters is getting negative feedback from her own constituents. Even the white folks that pay her to be a race baiter and a race pimp had to back off themselves, because if she loses her black voters, they can't manage her. And that's what's happening. She backtracked on Trump due to backlash from her constituents, and the left refused to look at those rumblings as a sign of what is to come. And I'm telling you, that is a sign right now that Donald Trump is getting more and more popular with the blacks in Maxine Waters' district and across the board. Where's Sheila Jackson Lee? You got John Lewis out there talking about, oh, y'all need to get disrupt. You need to get mad. And I'm going to talk about that separately, but where's Sheila Jackson Lee? Where's some of these other race pimps that are out there? Why aren't they more vocal? Why is Maxine Waters the only one you're hearing from and saying going after Trump? And she backtracked. Pro-Trump people showed up to a Maxine Waters town hall. What? Yeah, pro-Trumpers showed up to Maxine Waters town hall. They got escorted out. But I want you to think about this, folks. The fact that these people were willing to show up in Compton around a bunch of black folks at a town hall and tell her, we like Donald Trump, is a big step. They got signs floating all around Compton exposing her record, saying, impeach Maxine. Now, this is a huge thing. The media is going to ignore it. Most of the pundits are going to ignore it. I'm telling you how to look for stuff. This is a huge story. Maxine Waters hates Donald Trump, and she can't even come out and say it anymore. How many people have joined her? John Lewis is still smarting from his butt kicking he got early on. But how many other blacks have joined either of these stooges? Ask yourself that question.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone's telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know. The credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Metrosexual black man in the White House. So you kept on popping off at the mouth. Then Donald Trump showed up with some warships and a message. And now, those missiles you have, they don't rub you wrong time. Obama butt bomb. Not available in North Korea. For a risk-free trial, dial 1-800-FLACID. That's 1-800-FLACID.
You getting into the music? Dum-dum-dum. Yeah, look, there's some 70-year-old white folks listening to this program going, I like that. I like that groove. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Kevin Jackson's show. Trump triumphs. What have you heard out of the rogue North Korea? Remember how the media,
North Korea, it's getting worse. Oh, my goodness, what's going to happen? They're popping off more bombs in the world.
What have you heard about North Korea? Much in a while? No? I'm shocked. Yeah. You're not going to hear much about North Korea because North Korea is being put in its place. And Donald Trump isn't having to drop any MOABs. What are you hearing about Syria? What are you hearing about Russian interference in Syria? Is Syria doing anything right now? What are you hearing? Do you hear anything about Iran? No? Nothing about their nuke program? You should be asking yourself these questions. Why are you not hearing anything about this stuff? The Russians supposedly flew planes over by our jets and all that. Now we had Lazarov in the White House. You're hearing nothing. You heard about the cyber stuff? All the cyber attacks. And we, Donald Trump ordered a review. 12 nations got attacked. Not the United States. Not us. Trump wants a review of it. and he's going to get an extensive review. And when he does, let me tell you something, folks. Let me tell you what's going to happen in cyber. Donald Trump's going to go to the people that are looking at the United States, looking to attack us through cyber. And he's going to say, first of all, guys, don't think we're stupid. We know what we're doing, and we can shut you down. But here's what I'm going to tell you. The next cyber attack that occurs into our systems, you're going to lose access to the United States market. I told you what his biggest weapon is. It's you. You conservatives, not leftists. You run this economy. You give the United States the best weapon it has known in the history of man. It supersedes nuclear. Give Iran a nuclear bomb and dare them to drop a bomb on us. You disrupt the American economy. You disrupt the world economy. And it isn't because we're amazing producers. We do produce well. It's because we are amazing consumers. And when we get things right, that grows and grows. And Donald Trump knows that. The stronger we get, the stronger our economy is, the more we grow, the better it is for the world, and the safer you are. Are we going to have a military to back it up? You better believe it. But getting other people to become peaceful because they know that they need us is the best. You can put a Patriot missile battery in every state. It doesn't do better than somebody saying, I'd like to beat the crap out of that dude. The unfortunate thing is he buys all my product. How many people want to beat the crap out of their best customers? Not many. But he's triumphed again, Donald Trump has. He's accomplished in months what Barack Obama couldn't do in years, and what started during the Bush years. See, during the presidential campaign, Donald Trump criticized the job Obama did in trade. Rightfully so. How do you run a deficit in trade of over $500 billion annually and never address it? Answer, put a moron in charge. Put a piker. Put a community organizer. Put an empty suit. A guy who looks the part and acts the part but isn't the part. See, Trump backed up what he promised. He made a deal that the left couldn't even imagine. That's what's so fun to watch about Trump, is every time he does something, you can say, hey, why didn't Obama do that? Why didn't Obama save carrier jobs? Huh? Why didn't Obama reduce the price of Air Force One? Why didn't Obama look into all of the contracts that we are paying overage fees and all this, every single contract in government contracting, and do anything? Why didn't Obama get IBM to bring 25,000 jobs back to America? Why didn't Obama stop Ford from saying they were going to move? In fact, he said it's inevitable. His speech said, this is going to happen. We can't keep our manufacturing here. It's a global world. We can no longer compete. We're going to have to look for more innovative ways. Dow Chemical thinks our innovation is worthy. They're putting a plant, an innovation center in Michigan. U.S. Steel is bringing steel manufacturing back here. Coal is back on the table. Now, we know Obama disagreed with that, but at the very least, you would have thought he would have said, let's keep the jobs until we can make a clean energy transfer, a legitimate one, but he didn't. So every time Trump does something, you can look at a leftist and say, Barack Obama couldn't even think to do that. But every time Trump does one of those things, you go, stupid Barack Obama, ha, 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 ha. Yeah, be a child about it. See, they can relate to that. You know what they'll say? You're being so childish. You go, yeah, like you. You thought he was he was Mr. Perfect. He's not Mr. Perfect. Ha, ha, Barack Obama, he stinks on ice. You think I'm kidding? That's what I'm doing now. They're less than listening to this program.
That Kevin, he's not very sophisticated. He doesn't do a program like so-and-so. I don't understand.
No, you get it. See, you're an idiot. You're an idiot. You picked a guy who can't even do the basics of Donald Trump, and you're still criticizing Trump. And you're still you're lauding your guy, knowing he's a failure. Who's the idiot? Who's childish? In 2003... China banned American beef because one case of mad cow disease showed up in Washington State. That case was contained. The beef was contained. Only case of mad cow discovered. Nevertheless, the Chinese government used that fear to rationalize a political move against the United States. No epidemic. In one case, didn't justify shutting down the entire beef market for well over a decade. Since then, American presidents have allowed a massive $310 billion trade deficit with China back a year ago, or 2 years ago, and now it's over $347 billion. Far and away, the largest trade imbalance with any country, and represents 60% of the 2015 trade imbalance of $500 billion. Actually, $500.6 billion. And had it not been for then-candidate Trump droning on about China, we likely would have more of the same, and Hillary Clinton sitting her big white buttocks in the White House. But happy days are here again, the sky above is clear again, because Donald Trump just made a huge deal to open up the Chinese market to American beef imports. See, the new U.S.-China trade deal removes the 2003 ban ASAP, no later than July the 16th. Now, American beef will be sold in China. And in exchange, the Chinese can send cooked poultry to the U.S. after outstanding issues regarding concerns over safety and hygiene. The Chinese were sending stuff over that just wasn't quite meeting our standards. Well, now they can. Much of your meat, by the way, currently comes from China. Don't think this is something new. But we're correcting the trade imbalance, and our farmers, who suddenly were left with an overproduction of beef, now have a new market. That's what happens when you have leadership. China has 1.37 billion potential beef eaters. That was a 2015 number. And they have a burgeoning middle class. So you can imagine the grin on the faces of cattle farmers in America. Bloomberg wrote this: the country is the world's second biggest beef buyer after rapid economic growth over the past decade created an expanding middle class that can afford more protein in their diets. And guess what? They're hungry. Hungry for American beef. Peking University professor said this: the decision is good news for Chinese consumers. Homegrown cattle herds are not keeping pace with the rising demand and the increasing prosperity in an increasingly prosperous country. We don't have trinkets to sell Chinese, but we got tons of beef. They're projected to eat roughly 17.6 billion pounds next year, according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture, an increase of more than 40% in the past 5 years. Our cattlemen are ecstatic, as they should.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Do you use Viagra or Cialis? Have you been thinking about trying Viagra or Cialis? What if we could promise you the same results for less than $2 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for Viagra, you're being taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $2. We'll do the math for you. You save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 45 blue pills or 45 yellow pills for $99 and add 5 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call us at 800-590-4987 and get your 50 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for Viagra. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in an unmarked package. Call us right now. 800-590-4987. That's 800-590-4987. 800-590-4987.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? Did you know that on average a household with at least one credit card struggles with over $10,000 in credit card debt? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. Credit card companies lure you in with low introductory rates and low minimum payments. Before you know it, you're in over your head. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset program that will dramatically reduce your debt down to a fraction of what you owe. Our Debt Reset program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. If you owe over $10,000 in credit card debt or even personal loans, call 800-912-6177. There are no upfront fees or out-of-pocket expenses. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how the Debt Reset program can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
An end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here, KJRadio.com. And you can get those segments anytime you want, day or night, 24/7. Go there. You can search for stuff. Top right corner, you can search for something specific. Kardashian, Trump, whatever. Right there for you, for your listening pleasure. So, dangerous world out there. I ask people all the time, do you think you're safe? Do you think you're safe? I leave my house. I live in a hood. I leave my house. I don't just gallivant out like, dude, like I'm Mary Poppins. The hills are alive. I gotta look out. I look both ways. It ain't like I live on the freeway, but I look both ways, see who's out there. Before I turn my back to lock my door, I've already sized things up. If there's somebody's coming along the way, I will wait, you know, firearm ready, whatever. I'm ready. Because you just don't know what's going on. So, long story short, I'm just saying, it's dangerous out there. Do you fly United Airlines? Have you seen the new United commercials? You know, get the new United credit card. We give you triple benefits. I mean, if you want to fly United right now, you can get on there easy. Man. Nate, I tell you, there are days where I just want to pull the race card or the beat up card or something card, the gender card. So, just because you could go through life getting all kinds of stuff free. People coddle people on stuff like this. They coddle them. Black kids getting coddled in college. I would be the king of something because I would work the system. Ooh. Be glad, y'all. Be glad I'm on the side of righteousness. Hey, do you live in a city? Is your city run by leftists? Because if it is, you cannot possibly believe you're safe. I'm just saying. Stevie Wonder wrote a song about it. A child is born in Hard Time, Mississippi. Just enough for the city? Y'all don't even know that song, do you? Y'all are too young. Look, when during the break, you Google Just Enough for the City. Stevie Wonder in that song is talking about they give him just enough for the city. Just enough for him to get by. And that's why he's slinging drugs and getting arrested and doing all this bad stuff. Because he's got just enough, but not enough to get him over. I mean, that's Stevie telling it like it is with his big old leftist head. Anyway, if you live in a city, you better have a level of fear. You better have a level of anxiety. You better have a level of angst. You better be on the ready, on the lookout. You better be profiling, too. We got a name for you if you don't. It's called victim. So, just to give you an example. This story, true story, at an IHOP. One customer, she and her husband had two special needs kids, both under four, visited an IHOP in Massapequa, New York. And the waitress, Rhonda Kelly, ends up getting arrested for menacing this family with a steak knife. I'm going to give you time to think about it. You go to IHOP for the Rooty Tooty Fresh and Fruity. I don't know what you go for. Maybe the Rooty Tooty Fresh and Fruity is only for gay people. I don't know. It's got fresh and fruity in it. Gay people who are very forward. Fresh and fruity. Yo, you get over here, Mr. Heterosexual Man, so I can squeeze you by your naughty bits. Get over. Come here. Come here, boy. I'm sorry. I did not ask for the Rooty Tooty Fresh and Fruity. I want the cream cheese pancakes. Oh, that's a whole other kind of gay right there, Kevin. Yeah, but I do. That's what I love, those cream cheese pancakes at IHOP. They're good. Fattening. You got to watch it, especially, you know, as you get older. You can't put those calories on. But at certain IHOPs, you get extra. You get a waitress who will menace you with a knife. And see what they did? They complained about her service. Did I mention she's a black chick? They complained about her service. You don't look here. Look who whore. Do not be complaining about my service. Rhonda Kelly. Rhonda takes your food into the back where you can't see it and brings it out. Don't complain about her service. No matter what Rhonda does, outside, short of beating your kids, leave Rhonda alone. She flirts with your husband, flirts with your wife, slaps your husband or wife, leave her alone. Pretend that she just, you know, she got issues. But don't complain. NBC reported after the couple complained to a manager about extremely poor service, the family was asked to leave the restaurant. Now, I'm curious as to what it was about that this particular customer complained that prompted the manager to kick them out rather than to apologize on behalf of the waitress. I mean, that's a whole other story because they could have been complete, you know, let's just say for the sake of discussion, it was, you know, a black couple that was like all crazy. I don't know. The reason why I bring it up and make it racial is because white folks like it. These white liberals, they hate it. They love it and they hate it. See, if I was bringing it up and saying it was a white suburban couple that voted for Trump and they would, you know, complain and they would have something to say, but I'm going to make them black and make them a typical black. It ain't going to leave no tip. I'm going to stereotype. Yeah, so what could you get a complaint. Listen, I'm not one to normally complain, but what is taking so long? It seems like the wages, I've watched this serve three people around me who got here after we did. What is the deal? Are they mad? Is she mad that I'm not as dark-skinned as she wants me to be? I mean, I would just be like, what's up? You know, is there like a problem here? It's normal. People ask that question all the time. And then the manager goes, you dare ask me a question about Rhonda Kelly? Rhonda Kelly's an amazing waitress. You're out of here. You will leave my establishment in post haste. And hey, to each his own, right? The mother revealed that her children have special medical and learning needs. And if you're not used to that, then let me just tell you, the patience of a saint is needed. Those kids can be loud, they can be a little obnoxious, they can be all kinds of stuff. Anyway, they said it could have ended right there, but as the family got up to leave, another IHOP employee purportedly made some derogatory or at least insensitive remark about the children's disabilities. Then all hell broke loose at the house of never-ending sugar highs. Yeah. An argument ensued between the couple and several wait staff who at that point had allegedly surrounded the family. Oh, now, y'all done started something. Oh. And of course, you got to leave your gun in the car because it says it on the door there, right? Can't be bringing your firearm in here. So I want you to imagine this family going, I don't know, black family going out to eat, probably not black. Because now the whole waitstaff surrounding them, and we don't know what color the waitstaff is. All we know is Rhonda Kelly's black. But we can make up what the other colors are, because that's what the left would do. See, if they leave stuff out of stories, you can tell who's who. But anyway, the family finds themselves surrounded, hunted, surrounded by like a pack of wild hyenas on the Serengeti. These two Jekylls and their little puppies got too close to the meat, to the firing line. So they said, according to the mother's social media post, that triggered Kelly, who had waited on the family, to brandish a steak knife and threaten the family. A verbal argument ensued. This is a quote. And then that's when the waitress, Rhonda Kelly, grabbed the knife, holding it in an attack manner, and said, you want to go? B. And then, oh, I suddenly feel an itch. You know what I'm saying? That's what she called her. And then came in my two small children, my husband, and myself. That's what this chick said on social media. The mother said another IHOP employee quickly grabbed the knife away from Kelly. Then the family left the premises. Wow. Folks, it takes nothing to set off leftists. I don't know which side. Here's what I'm going to tell you. I bet both of these families were leftists. I bet the waitress was leftist. I bet most of the people working at that IHOP were leftists. And I bet you that family was a family of leftists. And the only thing that makes me side with the family a little bit is they have two special needs children. But then we don't even know if that's the case. Because let me tell you, folks will get their kids declared stupid and then call them special needs. These could have just been kids who didn't know how to behave in public. You've seen them. You want to discipline them. You say, hey, little boy, stop that nonsense. I said that to many people's kids and looked dead at them like, y'all need to get your kids in order. And you know what the parents will do half the time? No lie. They'll look at me like, thank you. Like, good job. Way to go. They don't get mad. They're like, yeah, just that man over there. He's telling you right stuff. I don't say it like I'm going to be your parents, but I say it like, hey, that's enough. We'll be back.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.